This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by author and professor Len Sweet. Support for Napkin Scribbles comes from George Fox Evangelical Seminary in Portland, Oregon.
I'm worried about extinction, not the normal kind of extinction, but the extinction of natural experience. Let me tell you what I mean. I had a conversation this past week with somebody, a part of the digital generation, and we were looking at something, and I said, you know, that looks like Pollarded oak. And they looked at me and thought I was a little strange, and I said, you know, Pollarded oak. And I just spoke in a strange language. And went further and realized that this person not only had no idea what pollarding is in nature, but was really unfamiliar with the whole concept of oak trees. You know, there's different kinds of trees. And I realized that, you know, any educated Westerner now knows about as much about nature as a Nunu tribesman is likely to know about computer software. I was reading a book by Scott Atran and Douglas Medin called The Native Mind and the Cultural Construction of Nature. Well, what they did is they just went around and asked U.S. university students just to talk about trees and to name the trees that they knew. And here is one Northwestern honor student, and this is what he said. You want me to name some trees? Okay, oak, pine, spruce, cherry, and then giggles, evergreen, and then giggles some more, and Christmas tree, that's the kind of tree, right? So it's not just our inability to name trees, but we can't even name their importance and see their importance. Native cultures, by the way, can name up to 500 species of trees readily and tell you why they're important. Now, they may not be able to explain their importance in terms that we would, like photosynthesis and that kind of thing, but they are having experiences of the natural world. Which makes me wonder, is there now a mass extinction? What is being extinguished and what is going extinct? Is biological experience, the natural experience of nature. It's kind of a chilling thought, if you think about it, to think that our technologically advanced way of life amounts to a destruction and demolition of an understanding of nature. Here's what the authors of the book say that I've been reading. The extinction of natural experience is one among many costs of our recent yet profound self-imposed domestication. End of quote. Maybe we ought to get outdoors more. Len Sweet, Napkin Scribbles.